After 5 weeks and more than 13,000 miles crossing China, Ken and I reunite for our final dinner in Hong Kong.
It feels fitting to end our journey in the city where East meets West.
This view, I think, has to be one of the most beautiful views in all of Asia.
Yeah, it's one of the best views in the world. Yeah. Hong Kong, look at that.
I've learned a lot on this trip. Actually, before coming, I actually wanted to experience most of the cities, because I'm a city girl at heart. But going back to the roots, the basic roots, and going back to the countryside and learning from these farmers, you know, life is tough, it's not easy, and the way they live with such dignity really touched me. They put their food on the plate and it represents them. And they cook for us and they share with us, and they're giving a bit of themselves to us.
What is amazing is how China has changed in such a short period of time. I mean, growing up, I saw China as being very poor and not enough to eat and that sort of thing. It's transformed to the second economic power in the world. And its food is like that too. Because 25 years ago when I went throughout China, I was disappointed in Chinese food. Nobody cared about it. There was no passion. Now, every place we've been to has been a more than pleasant surprise.